that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you?
We'll find out.
We'll find out shortly?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. And you, sir?
And the listeners may, if they can still hear me.
Right. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Technical
difficulties beyond our control.
Mm. It happens.
On Free Comic Book Day. It was a remote. Those things always happen.
That's right.
When we do remotes.
It was a great remote.
It was a good remote. And I've spoken to...
Like a universal one.
Yes. I've spoken to the proprietor of that establishment.
Yes.
And
Stephanie?
No, not Stephanie. Jeff. And we can pretty much go back whenever we want. So
cool.
So we'll set something up. I discussed him maybe doing a Wednesday or
Launch
a new
days.
Comic book day. So maybe towards the end of the summer we'll do something.
Cool.
I think that would be very fun.
That far away?
Yes, that far away. Well, he's got stuff going on in his personal life.
I see.
And I would want him to be involved. So he's getting hitched.
Oh, yeah. I met his fiance.
Yeah. So
she seemed a nice gal.
But I actually met her the very first time I ever checked out that shop.
Oh, yeah?
Which I guess is almost a year ago because he's been open just about a year now.
Wow.
And everybody that works there is always very nice to me whenever I go in.
Yeah.
It is a nice little spot. It's nice to have a nice spot in Montclair because sometimes, you know.
We're talking, of course, about Eastside Mags.
Eastside Mags, yeah. Because sometimes, you know, when you go into a shop in Montclair.
Hey, it depends what kind of jeans you're wearing.
That's right. Right.
And fedora or bowler.
Hey, man.
Or deer stalker, depending on...
Blech. Anyway.
And how high your pants are.
By the way, that the chocolate truffle, whatever that thing is that they... How do they make that in that chocolate shop?
The chocolate truffle thing in the chocolate shop?
Yeah, you know there's a candy shop.
Yes.
Yeah, and they make chocolate.
He doesn't know that we went there.
Oh, I didn't know that you went there.
I know, but you know that it exists because you recommended that we go.
Yes, I
went, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not like...
Oh, you went.
Just came out of nowhere.
You went just yourself? Just by yourself you went?
We went is
you
what
said
I said.
We. You just said you... You just no, said, said I we. Went.
No, I said you recommended it.
Yes,
so
and
we
I went.
No, he said we.
All right, fine. Play it back.
I'm not playing it back.
If you think he said we, give us a call at the GVM line.
No.
425-920-6050.
And we will make sure that call will not be on the air.
So you went to the chocolate shop and you had this chocolate truffle.
It was good.
I told you, I like this stuff.
Tasty place.
The only problem I have with those places, and this isn't a critique of that particular place, it's too expensive. You end up spending like $80 for a scoop of candy.
But is it
too expensive or is it we're used to paying for really shitty Hershey's and they're like making it out of real ingredients and it's a little more expensive anyway?
No, because when I went there,
yeah.
I got something that was crafted from their little display, but I also bought loose candy from the bins, you know?
That's like $10 a pound.
Yeah, it's like crazy expensive.
Yeah.
You know, my son wanted like some Swedish fish or whatever. Oh. And I was like, yeah, it was good, right?
Yeah.
But I spent like $80 for like six fish, something like that.
Yeah, I wish they had the full fruit slices. They had the mini ones, but not the big ones. The thing we had that you really liked was truffle fudge.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
We haven't introduced the episode yet, have we?
No, we're getting there. Episode 372.
Yes.
Yes.
May the something be with you.
No, it's May something something.
Ah, whatever. May.
It's going to be May. It's,
it was May the 4th. I, you know, I appreciate the concept behind May the 4th.
It's siete, right? It's siete de mayo.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's gotten a little ridiculous, though. Like, I started seeing, like there were, like, gyms, like, trying to promote so stuff using that, May the 4th. No,
you know what? I don't have any problem with that. Let's all celebrate the cultural juggernaut that is Star Wars.
Okay.
What I don't like is trying to make something out of May the Revenge of the 5th or the 6th, depending, you know, those kind of things.
Well, I think that's kind of, that at least from what I've seen, it hasn't caught on fully yet. It's more just a pokey fun thing.
Exactly. But so, there are people who are like trying to like, yeah, I don't do May the 4th. Yeah. I do Revenge of the 6th. You know, it's shut up.
Well, those people, you know.
Are also shopping in Montclair chocolate.
That's it.
Do you really want to call up images of any of the prequels? Really? Do you?
Hey, look, I still look at Darth Maul frequently.
Besides him, did you see the figure arts figure for him, by the way?
The play art. Yeah, I'm just so...
It is amazing.
I know, but I saw the Spider-Man one, too. Someone was like, oh, you would absolutely love
it. No, I didn't agree with the Spider-Man.
I was like, oh, he's got, like, spider armor on.
I didn't agree with the Spider... Wait, are you talking about play arts or figure arts?
No, it's play arts.
It's the one that's, like, 5 inches tall?
Yeah. He's got, like, the blue armored patches on his... On legs,
the Spider-Man one?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
I did not see the Maul one.
You need to see the Maul one.
Okay.
Because it's amazing.
All right. I'm just always hesitant with that stuff.
I know
that there's like a stylization niche to it, but.
Not in the Star Wars stuff. It's straight up. I'm telling you.
Awesome. I will definitely take a peek.
I picked up today, as a matter of fact, not that we're leaping ahead into product, I picked up their Heath Ledger Joker today.
Oh, nice.
Which was amazing.
Very cool.
Really amazing.
Well, we started with May the 4th or May the something something or whatever it might be.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the Star Wars things that popped up in the news this week, because there were several. Oh, by the way, hold your horses. We'll get to Ultron. We're not going to skip it.
Yep.
I promise. I'm trying to.
Who's, you know, Ultron?
Yeah. So May the 4th. I guess we got a couple of good things on the 4th itself. Via
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, via Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
The confirmation of who Kylo Ren is, or more importantly, who Adam Driver is, I guess, depending on how you want to look at that. And then we also got confirmation for Gwendolyn Christie's character and Captain Phasma.
Phasma.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like her as Brianna Tarth on Game of Thrones. And that character looks cool. So, I mean, obviously, I'm basing this just solely on an image.
On the cover.
And the performer.
Yeah, right. I like her as a performer, and the concept looks cool. How it will play out, she's hunting John Boyega. That's what I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you think that's it?
I think so. I think he's escaped.
A renegade?
I think he's a renegade. He's AWOL.
From the, is it the New Order?
First Order.
First Order.
I think it is, right? And, or is it the New Order?
I think it's First Order. I think you're right.
I think he's AWOL. And I think she's probably sent after him.
We also got a glimpse of actually Kylo Ren in costume in context.
Correct.
So he's definitely all Sithy.
He is definitely all Sithy.
Sithy.
Yeah.
And we also found out that, I'm going to butcher her name. Is it Lupita?
The chick from 12 Years a Slave. Yeah.
Will be a CGI character.
Yeah, which I thought they were not going to do this time around. So that's interesting.
No, I think that they weren't doing it with some of the creatures. They were doing practical effects where appropriate.
No, I know that. Yeah. But I was under the understanding when JJ got hired that one of the first things he said was, in sort of deference to the Jar Jar haters,
right?
Don't worry, we're not going to do a completely CGI character again.
No, I thought he was more like, we're going to do practical whenever possible, and if we can't, we won't.
Yeah. I guess it depends. I mean, look, we don't know what our character is going to look like.
Correct.
So maybe he felt was a really strong performer to play a really unique looking alien, and he didn't want rubberhead syndrome.
Right.
Which, look, it is still a hard thing to do. Makeup can only go so far. Prosthetics can only go so far. So.
And she's a pirate.
I know. And that the band of pirates.
And they show the whole little.
It looks kind of cool.
Or as I call it, the new cantina.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a toss-up. I felt like it was the new cantina / the new Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Right.
Crew.
Right.
Like it's like a mix-up between the two. You know?
A mosh of aliens. Yeah. and tough persons.
So I think that was the big Star Wars news. Oh no,
Snowtroopers.
Yes,
we saw those in action.
Which I kind of guess we had to assume were coming with a snow planet,
right?
I mean, this is the updated, but they're not really that updated, are they?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're.
The helmets weren't that.
Yeah,
much different,
way right? different. Really? Look again.
I'll have to look.
Definitely
again.
Look right. again.
Yeah, they're in that image with Kylo Ren. Yeah. Unmasked Kylo Ren. Yeah. And then also we got, which I guess we kind of talked about on the Free Comic Book Day episode, but also the Josh Trank thing, right? Did we mention that actually while we were filming? I don't remember.
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. We can mention it again.
He's out.
Yep.
Someone else is in.
Yep. Creative differences.
Yeah, creative differences.
Sure. But that's not the truth.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
The truth is
you're he's dick and we don't want to work with you.
Yeah. Do we was there anything else Star Wars? I think that was it. I mean, that was some pretty significant stuff. So I'm not. No, there was something else. What I'm saying is I don't believe it unless I hear from the mouse's mouth. Confirmation / not really confirmed. Next standalone film is going to be a Boba Fett
movie. Yeah, we've heard.
Which we've been hearing for since the announcement that Disney had picked it up that one of the standalone movies was going to be a Boba Fett movie. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's just further speculation until it's confirmed.
Yep.
I'm not saying I don't want it to be. I would love it. I'm interested in that character.
Absolutely.
But
yeah, meh.
You know, until it's confirmed. I don't know. Where do we want to go from here? Do we want to go right into Age of Ultron?
Or there was one more Star Wars bit. Oh, there was some piece of product that was released showing 3PO from the new movie.
Uh-huh.
And he has a red arm.
Yes, yes.
That was one other thing.
Speaking of red, the new packaging.
Oh, yeah.
For the midnight launch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to do that.
Of all the new products.
September 4th.
September 4th.
Midnight that's Madness. Right.
12:01 a.m. September 4th. That is the official launch for the Force Awakens product line.
That is for everything.
Everything.
That is not just Hasbro.
That's right.
It's Hasbro, Lego, everything. Yeah.
So participating retailers will be having events. Lego Store, I'm sure. Toys R Us, I'm sure.
Keep tuned to this program to find out where OG and I, and maybe Scapegoat, will be lining up.
That's right.
To cover...
Not since
Midnight Edition launch.
Not since
Episode 3.
Not since Attack of the Clones. I didn't do it for 3.
I know you did it for 1.
I did it for 1.
Yeah.
I did it for 2.
I did not do it for 3.
No, because by the time 3 had come around, it was some of the shine was starting to wear off. You know what I mean?
And did you go for episode Racist. Did you go for episode 4 or
What do you mean?
This is the midnight launch.
I'm not old enough to have seen episode 4 in the theater.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
No. First one I actually saw in the theater was like the re-release of episode 4.
He didn't want to go because senior discounts weren't available yet.
Oh,
and he didn't want to pay full price.
Got you. Isn't there like a deal with AARP though before senior discount? I think you can get.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, look, you know, you go one way, we go the other.
It's fine. That's the dynamic.
Yeah.
2-on-1. It's fine.
Statistically.
That's right.
Statistically.
Hey, 2-on-1, really? I thought one of us counts as half a person. No, you can't pick and choose your logic.
What? You mean
one of us counts as half a person and you count as two people. Isn't that not what you said?
If you listen
to the Free Comic Book Day episode, which should be in your stream right now, if you have a podcast, or Stitcher or any of those.
I did not say he was a half a person. I said he was 3/5 of a person.
No, you said half, and then you went there, and I was trying to save you from the embarrassment of making a terribly racist comment again.
I didn't make a racist comment.
He's 3/5 of a person.
Yeah?
And that didn't refer to anything at the time on that
episode? No!
Okay. If you listen back and disagree, feel free to call the GVM line at
425-920-6050.
Woo! Moving right along.
Ultron!
We can do Ultron.
So, spoiler alert.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to Ultron. Because I want to talk about the trailers before Ultron.
Not yet a spoiler alert.
I want to talk about the trailers. So I saw some trailers, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you see the Simon Pegg Monty Python?
I did not see that before Age of Ultron, but I did see that trailer.
Right? Yeah.
It looks kind of cute.
It also looks like the same movie as Bruce Almighty.
Kind of. Like, no, not Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
No, Bruce Almighty was the one.
God?
Where he becomes a god and then learns the meaning of why you should care about people.
Yeah, but it wasn't... But it, All right, yes, but there's a twist with this one, with the alien element and the destruction of the Earth.
Agreed. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm saying it's the same category.
Yes. Similar.
Similar,
it's the same genre.
Similar.
I saw the Star Wars trailer in glorious 3D. That was
I didn't want the movie to be in 3D, if we're being honest.
The Star Wars trailer?
Yeah, I was really hoping Star Wars was not going to be in 3D.
The trailer was okay in 3D. Sam, it was nice on the big screen.
Let me put it this way. As many times as we will see that movie, I'm sure we will have seen it in every format possible. 3D, IMAX not 3D, IMAX 3D, regular 3D, flat, you know.
Flat?
Yeah, living flat. Room. Yeah, it's 2D.
Yeah.
I plan on seeing that movie, in the teens amount of times.
You think they're going to sell the passport things like they did for Interstellar?
They might. They'd be smart to. I think they would be smart too.
But I think they'd be smart not to, because they'd probably make
just as much money without it. I don't know. They might make more with it, though, because they could charge an increased price for the passport.
Or certain locations, maybe.
I am sneaking in. I don't care. It's an age-old thing, and I will be doing it.
So what other trailers?
So I tried to have fresh eyes on two of the other trailers that I saw.
Oh, tried.
Fantastic Four.
One was Fantastic Four, and one was Terminator Genesis. Mm-hmm.
The Fantastic Four trailer that he and I saw, that Scapegoat and I saw,
yeah,
was not the current one. It was the one before.
Okay. I guess I don't know. I mean, I saw the one where you see Doom's face in the profile
that
shot.
That is not the one that we saw. Oh, okay. We saw the previous one.
Oh, all right. No, that's the one that I saw. I still say that as a science fiction movie, it looks really kind of interesting. It just doesn't feel like Fantastic Four. I tried to embrace it as Fantastic Four. I was not able to do it as Fantastic Four. But as a science fiction movie, I was like, all right, it kind of looks kind of cool. And then Terminator Genesis, I almost had the same feeling. I got a little bit of nostalgia while watching it. And I was like, all right, so I'm not going to boycott it entirely. I'm just not going to run and see it in the theater. I'll just wait for it to be on Netflix or
I guess whatever. I also feel like they've given away the major plot twists already.
I'm
which
interested.
Didn't they learn from Terminator 2 not to fucking do that not in the trailer? That, yeah. I don't understand.
I don't know, but I kind of am. I'm kind of interested in the John Connor is like a living robot thing.
Yes, that would have been a good twist.
Right.
I didn't want to know that twist. In the trailer.
Absolutely.
Stupid.
I think they were so afraid that it was not going to, that it was going to be assumed to be more of the same old, that maybe they gave that to you to say, look.
Yeah, but if
and
that's
then they'll spin different. It, and yeah. then they'll spin
yeah,
it
but
around.
Now you're hoping. You're hoping right. they have something yeah. else up their sleeve, but
I
they
am.
May not.
All right, they
I'll
may not.
I'll give you an example.
Sure.
Can we go to spoiler alert?
Yes,
spoiler alert.
Yes.
Age of Ultron.
Let's do Age of Ultron. I liked it.
I thought it was very good.
I don't agree with any of the critiques that I've seen. I didn't feel that it was rushed. Although I recognize that there is a longer cut of the film and I'm very interested in seeing what it was.
Yeah.
But at no point in time did I think like, well, this needed a lot of more in-depth exploration.
No, I think there are stories with some of the extras that are running around because they show a couple of like families more times than is normal, unless there's more to that story that we haven't seen.
Right.
But there's nothing that I was like, wait, something is missing.
Right.
So I thought it was really,
I certainly did not think that Ultron lacked true gravitas or menace. He was pretty menacing as far as I was concerned.
Spader did a really good job with that too.
I think the reason that criticism came up was because they played him lighter than people were expecting them to play him. There was a lot of subtext comedy in Ultron that I think people just didn't expect to be there.
Yes, but there's a really good reason for that subtext comedy. And as I'm watching the movie play out, it clicked and it all made sense to me.
Because he's born from Tony Stark.
Because he's born from Tony Stark.
I agree.
Right? And someone even says that one question about, you know, where do you think he got that from? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you understand that
it
really is Tony's mind in some way, shape, or form. And so obviously
part of
Tony is that, and so it carries through.
But the premise or the expectation that they set, well, especially in that first trailer where they show him and he says, there are no strings on me.
Yeah.
A shot, by the way, which was not in the movie. They
kind of starts the song, though, in that one.
No, he does it a couple of times, but that particular shot, where it's very menacing, it's slightly below angle, and he goes, there are no strings on me. You know?
Yeah.
He, like, that's a very menacing moment in that trailer. So you're expecting that menacing character going into the film, and that's not exactly what you get. I mean, you get that character at points. He's not overall that character.
Right.
And that's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I guess I was comfortable with what they did with it.
That being said, I have a couple of, I think, actual problems with the movie. My personal problems, not problems like overall.
Oh, and I don't agree, by the way.
And then I have a personal, totally just on me, this is my fault, nobody else's kind of response to this.
And I also don't agree with any of the criticisms for how Scarlett Johansson was handled. Just say it.
Yeah,
I don't feel like she was downplayed any more than was necessary by the fact that she was pregnant while filming.
Yeah, which everyone forgot about.
I don't think that she's referring to herself as a monster because she's sterile. I think she's referring to herself as a monster because she's an assassin.
And we saw it in Agent Carter, how they treat those people. Like, come on.
So,
people are missing content. And I think, so Mark Ruffalo actually had a very interesting response to this.
Right.
Which was basically like, listen, I know Joss Whedon, you guys got to fucking relax, seriously. He means the best and whatever.
Yeah.
And what he said was that there are people want more female superhero characters, and there are so few of them that were hypercritical. If this were a male character that suddenly had a love interest for it, no one would give a shit because there's so much to compare it to.
Right.
And people don't want this to be, but like, it makes sense for her character. In fact, it's almost sexist to say that Mark Ruffalo did not say this part. It's almost sexist to criticize it because the only reason people have a problem is because she is a woman.
Right.
In this situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, the fact that Hawkeye has an entire family is like, no one has a problem with that, but there's also 20 other male characters.
Right.
And there's two female strong leads in the movie. So I get people being hypercritical. I do agree that there should be more stronger female leads all over the Marvel Universe, etc. I mean, Agent Carter, the whole series is that. So I think they're more progressive than a lot of other places. But yeah, I don't have any, it makes sense for her character.
Yeah.
Forget that she's male or the character's male or female. Yeah. Like, it absolutely makes sense to me.
So you had some other,
doesn't make sense to me.
Roundtable it.
What doesn't make sense to me is I wish I didn't know Vision was supposed to be in this movie. If I were marketing this movie, I didn't want to know it because the entire first part of the movie, which is, and this is my personal thing of, I'm getting a little fatigued of let's chase after a box, which has really been the plot of every Marvel movie, except Captain America 2.
Right.
But Guardians did it differently because it was Guardians. It was a totally different atmosphere, literally to it.
It was a ball.
It was a sphere as opposed to a box. But like, the whole point is this going to be Ultron's disciple? What is this going to be? And the whole time I'm like, well, I know that's Vision, because how else is Vision going to get made? It's clearly Vision.
Right.
There's no tension because I know that that's where the character came from. So I wish I didn't know that. I really wish I didn't know Vision was in it at all. I just wish I didn't know.
Sure. Fair enough.
So that's, I think that really took a lot of the tension out of that part of the movie. And the second thing is, why is every Marvel movie culminating in something falling from the sky, killing the planet? There were three helicarriers in Captain America 2. This is a slab of land that's gonna fall. Like, it's the same kind of thing. I just find that kind of interesting. I don't know what's
someone
up with
has
that.
A fear of falling.
Like, what's up with that?
It's
someone
like in
Kevin
writing.
Kevin Feige or whatever is just like, you know what I don't like? Objects falling from the sky. We're gonna do that in every movie now. So that kind of
one fear.
And the second thing, I think it is absolutely a great sequel, but I think it suffers from every sequel, which is the dynamic has been done before.
Right.
So I think they delivered on escalating everything and making it bigger and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like if the next one is bigger than this and not different than this, I'm going to start losing interest.
Right.
That's where I'm at. Nothing to do with this movie. It's an overall feeling of Daredevil explores a different take. Guardians of the Galaxy has sort of a different thing. Captain America 2 was more of that 70s conspiracy influenced by let's talk about current events and patriotism in the 1940s versus now. It had something to say and something to do. And this is and Avengers is not meant to be that. I get that. It's about the dynamics of these people coming together and everything. But if the third one is even bigger, and it has to be because it's Thanos.
Right.
And it's all of the Infinity Stones, not one per
movie.
They're
chasing after a glove.
It needs to be, I hope, and I'm glad that there are new writers and directors, honestly, for some new take. Like, it needs to be different and not just bigger. And that's the only thing. I'm not worried because they've done a great job so far. But I don't want to watch this movie again.
I think that what will happen, and this is speculation, obviously, but I think what will happen with the third and the fourth part of this.
I consider that one movie. You're right. It's too,
Is that with the true infusion of new blood.
Yeah.
Via new team members and new collaborations, you will see new dynamics that have to be
agreed,
formed and played out. And so hopefully that will give you the fresh air. I do wish we saw a little bit more Falcon as Falcon. And I do wish we saw more War Machine in this movie.
Agreed.
At least you got some War Machine in this movie because you didn't get any Falcon.
Yeah.
What was he at the party? And he swoops in
at the end.
At the end to say hello.
Also,
was he in that giant fight?
You can put Hayley Atwell in anything. I just think she should guest star in every movie. And I also like how they set up Black Panther.
Very nicely.
I thought that was really really well done. Yeah, that was really cool. And then
so how long till he becomes Claw?
And then the beginning of Black Panther. And then I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about in terms of the twins. So I'm going to leave that for your commentary.
What do I want to talk about in terms of the twins? You must tell me more about myself.
How you liked the thing with Vision and
for an insider, I guess, as opposed to somebody who doesn't know these characters. Yeah, the moment that I don't care if I'm spoiling it. If you didn't see it by now,
we already spoiler alerted.
We did spoiler alerted it.
Yeah.
It's been 5 days. If you haven't seen it by now, tough shit. The moment that Vision swoops in and saves Scarlet Witch from the falling building, and they slow down purposefully so that they have an eye lock moment.
Yep.
Was from an insider's point of view
absolutely
awesome.
Yep. Setting it up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the twins. Did not see that coming.
Really?
Did not see the death of Quicksilver that quickly.
Because the way that they set up Hawkeye through the whole movie to die.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't him, but it's this person that saves him. It just seemed kind of obvious
that
they were going to go that way.
I don't know. I guess I didn't expect him to kill off someone so new so quickly.
Well, I do because he is a problem for future stuff.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he can undo a lot of interesting plot lines because he's super fast and can't be seen and et cetera. Like, what do you do with him as a character?
I don't know.
Thanos could fight him.
I think there's more interesting stuff to happen with her now not having a twin and going, because Scarlet Witch is a bigger player, at least from what I know. I don't know. Seems to be a bigger player in the universe and if her powers get serious enough, like, movies will end with her just being like, and we're done. Like, she can. So. And I don't think she bonds with that team and does all that kind of stuff if Quicksilver's still around, zipping around and stuff. So I feel like, you know, they don't want to go straight X-Men with it. He played a really good role and they were able to get rid of him. I agree he could stick around a little longer, but I think I'm fine with him dying. I didn't see him coming, but
Hawkeye had some of the better lines.
Totally,
I think so definitely some of the more comedic lines. And I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense. It was a very good line.
I like that stuff. Yeah,
that was almost the equivalent of puny god.
Yeah.
From last one. Speaking of Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, he is the perfect casting choice for that character.
Yeah,
he is a great Bruce Banner, and he is a great Hulk.
Yeah, because he has. Yeah, because now that he's fully invested in the role, you know, and he's owning it. But if you've ever seen him in anything, he's the same way. Watch that movie, was it Foxcatcher?
Yeah,
that
I've came heard out? He's, yeah.
I saw that in the theater, and he was terrific in it. Fully invested and not Banner in that movie. It wasn't like, this is just an extension of Mark Ruffalo's personality. Yeah. I mean, he's a really great actor. I just don't think he gets enough work. It's too bad.
Hulkbuster. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Nice fight sequence. I liked that they called it Veronica. I thought that was kind of cute.
You know, that's the Betty.
Betty and Veronica. Yeah. I thought that was very cute.
Betty, who they haven't mentioned.
Not yet.
Since the Liv Tyler iteration of her. Liv Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Was her in the Martin film?
Yep.
But,
go to sleep.
Yeah. That was
Jack Hammer.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. is always great. Yeah. I mean, he just always great.
Yeah.
Right. Don't mention puny Banner.
That might be one little criticism that I have. Like, I kind of feel like Iron Man quits the team, like, or quits being a superhero, like, any opportunity that isn't. Is this the third time he's quit now? Fourth time at this point?
Yeah, but isn't he the Batman of the group? Like, isn't that his dynamic? Yeah,
but Batman never quits being Batman. Batman just doesn't like working well with the other team members.
Right.
Doesn't work well with others.
You get the impression at the end of this movie that Tony's like retiring.
But he said that every movie.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's no. Like it's... You know, I think it's Tony Stark's cockiness of like, I'm retiring. But seriously, what he's dealing with is he thought he was over the stuff of Avengers, right? He was having panic attacks and basically PTSD, like dealing with that. And he thought he was over it and good. And then Scarlet Witch dealt with him a little bit, and he almost ruined the entire planet. I think if there is an Iron Man 4, and there won't be, or whatever ends up motivating him for the Civil War stuff, it's going to be him dealing with his deep issues. Like, I think it's set up that he can be open about how fucked up he is. That's what it really, and he's doing it in like a stylish, like, yeah, I don't need this anymore. But what he's really saying is like, I need to take some time away from potentially accidentally fucking up the universe.
All right.
And further, S.H.I.E.L.D. did a really good job tying in Ultron this week.
I have not seen this week's S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
Okay, but you did see Ultron.
But I did see
Ultron. So they do mention Ultron happened.
I would assume as much.
But it doesn't, it's not about like, hey, the whole show became about Ultron. It's a really good balance between we're going to keep on with what we've been talking about,
human
but also reference what happened. I like the way that they... I think they handled it really well in this episode. But the point is, one of the lines is, you know, you let someone who you trusted do whatever they want and didn't, you know, because they were too connected to something, and they almost ruined the world.
Yeah, they criticized Age of Ultron that way. Yeah,
maybe we need to be more objective and not send someone who's so connected. And I'm like, wow, they just like talked about the moral of the story. I just saw that was okay, fucking awesome.
Good on you.
Like, it was cool. Yeah. It was really well done.
They also just jacked that Inhuman story to the next level, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, and that's what I thought the whole time. There's a lot of filler episodes so they can get to this moment, and now it's finale time. So I'm excited for S.H.I.E.L.D. again. Good. But that's the problem. I agree with you. It should be a 13 episode run that's closer to the movie, because there's a lot of like, do I really have to watch this?
Yeah.
And spoiler tease: someone goes gray and crusty in the episode.
Okay, fair enough.
Just saying.
Did you read the news thing? There are two gauntlets, because everyone was pointing out that there is an Infinity Gauntlet in the room
in Odin's chamber.
Odin's
trophy room
in Asgard. We've seen the Infinity Gauntlet already in one of the earlier T scenes.
That's not it though.
But so they've said that this is a different Infinity Gauntlet, meaning there are two of them.
Oh, I just assumed that Loki, who is now in control of Asgard, gave it to Thanos.
But I don't know. He's not working with Thanos anymore.
Huh?
That glove was seen in Thor 1.
Yes, I know.
Right. I see what you're saying.
At the end of Thor 2.
He, as Odin, could give it to Thanos.
The gems are in the glove.
In Thor 1, are they in the gem?
Yeah, they're in the glove.
Oh, I didn't think they were in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you see them. They're colored. You can see that they're in there.
Yeah. I just remember
the gauntlet. It's also a left hand.
Yeah.
And the new one is a right hand, or the new one's a left hand, and that one's a right hand.
So. Well, that's what they're saying. There's two. But I don't think Loki's working with Thanos anymore.
No.
That he failed with Thanos. Why would Thanos work with him again?
I don't know. Maybe because he's looking for a partner.
No, as soon as someone fails him, he's done with it. Like, Ronan fucked up. Yeah. He's like, nah, we're...
So do you think Loki then ends up fighting on the side of the Avengers to take out Thanos' story in the Infinity Gauntlet?
No, because we have Thor 3 coming up still.
Do you think Loki is just dispatched with at the end of Thor 3?
Back into jail like he always is and never killed? Yes.
Okay. Right.
I think that's
yes, I think he ends up fighting on with the Avengers. For different motivations, and then betrays them, and then doesn't.
Right. No way, he's not in that movie.
So we
Infinity War?
He's not in it.
I don't know Infinity War. I mean, like going forward, I think that he will. It will be once again a.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be interested. What about you? What are your other critiques of Ultron?
I think you guys covered it fairly well. The one thing that I thought that we'd see more of is set up for Civil War. Like, more blatant setup for Captain America 3. And, yeah, I mean, and I guess the counter-argument to what I'm saying is that, yeah, there was the scene with the wood and, you know, there was tension between the two of them and so on and so forth. But I didn't think there was anything that was overt enough to set up the conflict that's going to be Captain America 3.
I think there is. They built a giant base, and they have a new team of people, and that's going to be public-facing, right? Mm-hmm. And Captain America is leading that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they didn't set up the tension between the two characters enough.
I don't know. I think that the nature of that relationship is like at the end of that movie, and this didn't necessarily play out on screen, but I think just the feeling that you kind of get is that they work together.
Yeah.
Because they have to.
Yeah, but the end scene was much it was too nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what I was expecting was like from Avengers 1, yeah. put on the suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put on the suit and let's go a few rounds. Yeah. You know, that kind of, I mean, maybe not that level of tension because that was caused by the spear, but like, I thought there would definitely be more tension between those two characters, that by the end of this film, you were expecting that tension to really, really culminate in Cap 3. And it was kind of like, you okay? Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Okay, we're good.
I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens off screen, and Cap 3 is going to take place really like way further down than where we are now. Or something's going to happen in S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, the way that Civil War happens, right, isn't there a super-powered person that ends up blowing up an entire city? And after that, they're like, we need to catalog super people because this is getting fucking ridiculous because all the damage.
Yeah, you could deal with the political angles on S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't recall. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't recall. Someone's going to call me out and blame me.
I think
425-920-6050.
There you go. I think there's a character, I think his name is Nitro.
Okay.
And they have crazy power and they end up accidentally blowing up because they can't control it.
Right.
And they kill millions of people in a city and deal a bunch of damage. And they're like, we need to catalog and this needs to be public and regulated. I think that's what ends up being the battle.
So what I'm saying is you're right in that it could end up, maybe it's an Inhuman or something on S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's what I'm
saying. And so you can deal with the political setup of Civil War on S.H.I.E.L.D. and have it culminate and play out in Cap 3.
Right. And yeah. So the opening of Cap 3 is maybe it doesn't happen in the opening scene. Maybe it happens in the finale of S.H.I.E.L.D. or the teaser of Ant-Man. I don't know. Somewhere else in the universe. Or it opens with that moment. And then you find out this has been a year after the events of this. And this is what Tony Stark has been up to. And this is why they're
right.
Like, I think that's what you're going to find, that the tension is going to come in discovering why they are so against each other as opposed to watching it happen. But who knows?
Who knows?
Right, they also probably didn't finish the script for that movie when they were shooting Avengers. So yeah, they had to have it end with an ambiguous, we don't really know why they're going to hate each other yet.
Right.
But they have a broad enough framework
that
they know how it's going to work.
Plus, who knows, maybe something in the Spidey film will play
Cap
into it.
Cap is first.
Oh, Cap is first. Okay. All right, well, let's move on from Age of Ultron.
Sure,
you guys have something else you want to hit on, but I think we kind of covered it.
No, I think we got it.
The general consensus is we liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
Haters going to hate, but we liked it. It's the general consensus.
I think if you're looking to find something to hate, you'll always find it.
Yeah. All right, so we have three more things I want to hit in the news. Very quickly.
Spoiler end.
Yeah, spoiler end. Very quickly, we got confirmation that there will be another Indiana Jones film, but nothing else. We don't know who's going to be in it, when it's going to happen.
Right.
Just that it's going to happen. And what's Lucas's involvement in that? Can he still be involved? I know he signed over Star Wars. He signed over Lucasfilm.
Which is...
So I guess he's...
Part and parcel of...
So he'll only be in the wings too.
Hey, Disney also owns Willow now. So who knows? I mean, anything can happen.
There was a series of books. Remember that? That was like a sequel...
Yeah.
Whatever, to Willow.
Yeah.
So that happened. We got our first look at Stephen Amell as Casey Jones on the set of TMNT 2. He looks like a guy in a hockey mask with a hockey stick.
Crickets.
No, I think he looks okay. The problem is it's TMNT 2.
Exactly. My point.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny, I saw people bitching about, oh, it's not Casey Jones because, you know, his hair's not long. And it only took 2 seconds, thankfully, for someone to be like, do you know that in his original iteration, his hair was not that long? And in the most current iteration, he's a kid. So only in those movies from the 90s did he have the long hair. That's
yes, but weird. My nostalgia is more important than your reality.
Right.
Well, so
we know how that works.
Well, nostalgia, as we know.
It's true.
And then... The last bit of imagery that we saw this past week that I'm sure we'll spend a hot minute on.
Gorilla Grodd. No, that's not what you're going
to
say.
Oh, we could talk about Gorilla Grodd. I love that episode of The Flash.
It's a great episode.
I thought it was great. I cannot wait to see how that plays out.
And they're dealing with the stuff that I thought they were going to unwrite.
Yeah.
The Iris stuff. Oh, it's
good. Yeah, it was this week's Flash. Very good. Tonight's Arrow. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Indeed.
But no, Suicide Squad. We got our first look at the rest of Suicide Squad.
Yeah. What I like to call a picture from New York Comic Con.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to break, for me personally.
Okay, I disagree.
And then
with
we'll go in the round again.
Nope.
For me personally, I'm going to
separate
the picture.
Get your dagger out, scapegoat.
I'm going to separate the picture into two elements.
Sure.
Harlequin, everybody else. Everybody else looks terrible. Goofy. Killer Croc looks like a Goomba from that really bad Mario Brothers movie.
He looks like one of the dinosaurs from that TV show.
But like what you're saying, of course Margot Robbie looks good.
No, but.
No.
No,
but that's the end. Margot Robbie looks good. She's also sponsored by Adidas, clearly.
In all seriousness,
uh-huh.
I don't hate the way that she looks.
Right, because it's Margot Robbie.
No, I'm okay. I don't hate the characterization.
She's right at the start of where the character goes off the rails, in my opinion.
To me, I don't have a problem with it either, because she looks enough like Harley Quinn, though no matter what she's wearing, she looks like Harley Quinn.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where...
Yeah, she...
She's not in classic Harley Quinn. She will be by the end of the movie, is my guess.
She will never be in that unitard.
You don't think so?
Nope. That's the problem.
Not unitard. Not unitard. Do you think they'll New 52 it with the leather and the hammer shit?
All right, so here's...
No?
So here's my thing.
I don't think they're ever going to, you know, blacken with
in the New 52 universe,
mm-hmm.
Harley does not actually have a costume anymore.
That's true.
She wears...
Whatever
she wants to wear. That's how her character works. That's how her costume works. She does not have a traditional costume. So I suspect that what you're seeing in that image is one of the many versions that you'll see of her in that movie.
Yes, but there will be a maroon. It's like a darker purple with a black like diamond symbol on it kind of pants thing.
I think that she has the bat.
Yeah.
The bat's kind of cool. You know, Daddy's Little Monster, it's funny, you know, Property of the Joker, all those things are funny, and it kind of, you know, she's broken clearly by the Joker already at this point, is what I think. And obviously she's done some bad shit, otherwise she wouldn't be part of Task Force X already in the movie. So, you know, there's some backstory that we'll get, I'm assuming.
But everyone else looks like they're cosplaying
but her characters. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying out of all of them, I really don't hate.
Yeah.
I don't hate what they've done with her
characterization-wise,
at least from a costuming standpoint.
I agree
with everybody else, I think. I don't know who the
production little designer?
Mexican dude wrestling guy is. I don't know who he is. I don't even know that Slipknot. Is that the character's name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Killer Croc, I think, doesn't look big enough. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. This movie is...
Deadshot, by the way.
He's more like Pummeler Croc.
Yeah. Deadshot, by the way, in the full mask, looks like Deathstroke from Arrow Season 1, just with a bleached mask.
Wow.
And Katana?
Yeah, what?
Really?
Why?
It's
terrible. You know it looks like they went to Party City, though.
Do you know what it really is? Do you know what it feels like?
A slap in the face to anyone who watched Arrow?
It feels like they're jealous.
Yeah.
It feels like they're like, no, you can't have her.
Yeah. Like,
I hope that means that we don't, that we're going to lose Katana. Right as we're about to get Katana.
You hope that, no, that better not be.
No, that's what I mean. Right as we're about to actually get
you mean
Katana on Arrow.
Yeah.
I hope that. Now that she's part of Suicide Squad,
they don't say you can't use
her. They say you can't use her, and we lose her.
That would be bad.
After two more episodes, I'd just be like, come on, Warner Brothers, stop fucking with your successful property.
That's so annoying.
Your other property just, you
know. It's like, but it's like the rest of Warner Brothers, the cinematic stuff, is like Fox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And what's going on in the CW and stuff is like Disney. Why? It makes no sense.
Did you watch Gotham? Did you watch?
No, I gave up.
So I read some reviews of the finale, because much like I said during the free comic book episode, I was going to wait and see.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was more of the same.
Yeah.
So I'm
you're done.
I'm done.
Good.
Yeah. I read something about Selena at one point teaming up with Fish.
I don't care.
And Fish actually does die. Spoiler alert! Fish actually does die.
Not in the spoiling last something nobody wants to
so
know.
So there, I'm not even going to watch those last three episodes.
I'm never going to.
So there you go. That Do being you... said, though, by next Monday, the 11th, we should find out if Constantine gets renewed.
Ooh,
because that's when NBC makes all their decisions. Dun, dun,
dun. It's good. So it's a good show. I hope it gets renewed.
I really hope it does.
Yep.
I think that's it for segment one, unless you guys have other newsy things.
That's a hell of a product, segment one.
So, yeah, I know. We got some products we've got to get to.
Orphan Black was good.
Yes, I'm an episode behind on Orphan Black, but Orphan Black has been stellar.
This is, I was worried, honestly, when the premiere came up.
Yes.
The first episode of the season, I was kind of like, nah.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
I think the guy playing Caster, who I was very concerned with at first, I think he's doing a pretty good job handling... He's not Tatiana Maslany good,
no.
But he's pretty good at handling multiple characters.
I don't think he's supposed to be.
No, he's clearly a flawed, different version of the clone technology.
Yeah.
Because someone couldn't quite figure it out again.
Right.
And they were trying to.
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah. But he's doing a pretty good job. And,
yeah.
And I'm enjoying the show. Still,
absolutely.
So yeah, Orphan Black, thumbs up to that. And I think that's it. I think we could take a break. We have a new sponsor. You'll hear an ad for them.
What?
And then we'll get into some product in segment two.
Shall we?
So with that.
Lovely party.
We will take our first break.
Too bad I wasn't invited.
Here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 372.
May the something something.
May something something.
Good on you guys.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step-by-step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
And we are back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 372.
May something.
There you go. It's both of them. I like this. We have multiple titles. It makes me feel good. Of course, during the break there, you heard a little bit from our new sponsor.
Ooh.
Yes, D'Agostini.
Yep. And not part of that commercial, but we want to mention that you can go over to buildmillenniumfalcon.com, of course, to check out that stuff.
Is it Build the Millennium Falcon?
Nope, it's buildmillenniumfalcon.com.
Okay.
And there's a toll-free number if you'd like to call and order as well.
Yes.
And that is 800-323-5080.
But who does that anymore? Just use the internet.
Right. Go to the website.
Give the number again. Some of us still use the phone.
800. I wonder if you could text it.
800-323-5080. buildmillenniumfalcon.com.
And actually, we're going to talk a little bit about D'Agostini.
Isn't it ironic?
And that Millennium Falcon.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got box Ooh, one.
Boxes.
Box one of Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
So the parts come kind of blistered. Right? It looks like little schematic blue blistering. It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
There's five different packs of pieces. This one actually contains the screwdriver.
Nice.
And
the holochest table.
The holochest. I was going to mention that. So far, like, we haven't opened this up and put them together yet. We will. We'll be providing a lot of photography with this little project moving forward. Yeah, pull it out, OG.
That's what she said.
No, she didn't. And thus we get little OG. You can look at that one, sir.
Well, I was going to apologize for my joke, but you covered mine up pretty...
You're welcome.
No, this is what I want to see.
Teamwork.
Yeah, I knew this is what you would want to see, so I'm going to let you pull that out there.
How is this issue 4?
What do you mean?
I missed issue 1, 2, and 3.
No, they're right there. They gave us the first four issues.
Because
I think that the way this works, we got box one.
Box one.
Which contains the first four builds.
Yeah, see, like, each of these packs, Scapegoat comes with one magazine.
Yeah.
Right? So,
So if you buy it, do you get four at once, or you get one at a time?
I think it's the shipment is per month, right?
It is.
So it's one per month.
I think that's how it works.
I think we might have gotten an advance, is what we're saying.
Gotcha. That's what I'm,
Look on the other side, OG. That's what you want to see.
Still really impressive,
and
though.
That's the scale, right? That's
that
a
is the scale. Yeah. That's how it. That how. That's how big it is. Yeah, that's humongous. That's
this is cool.
These that's are amazing. These would be. This would be great framed up real nice.
Yeah, it would. So the other, the reverse side of that blueprint, OG, I think it tells you what pack comes with what bit, right?
It does. It
TP, does. Look at 1-1, 1-4, and I think on these packs here, I think on the reverse, let's see where it says it. Well, it doesn't. You can identify photographically how that's a word I made up.
Visually?
Yes, visually.
Oh, rainbows. I get it now. So in the UK, these come out weekly.
Every fortnight.
Weekly.
Fortnight.
That means weekly. Every.
Not fortnight.
I get it. No, and weekly. And it's you in the US, it's monthly.
And in the US, it will be monthly.
So that's why there are four issues
that's
per show.
That's why there are four issues.
See? That's what I said.
Fortnightly, you mean once weeks. Every 2 weeks.
Four nightly. So there are four in a month.
All right. So here's my thing with this, though.
Yeah?
I'm looking at... Oh, okay. There it is. I'm looking at part one.
Yeah, you're looking at the magazine. So each set of pieces also comes with a magazine.
Can I see pack one? Are they labeled as pack one, pack two? I'm guessing pack one is the...
I don't know. Is it?
No, I don't think it is. That's really weird.
Batch number, serial number.
That's from pack two.
Yeah. So pack one does not come with the screwdriver.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything you can do with pack one, is what I'm getting at.
It's just like setting up?
I think so,
Do you know which one is pack one?
Yeah, I believe that this might be pack one.
Okay. So pack one, it looks like it has part of the cockpit interior. That looks like the doorway.
Yep.
Right? This looks like the gangplank. Is that right? Or part of the over part?
Yeah.
Yeah,
There's a little you can do with part one. Not a ton of stuff. Right? Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how that works. Okay.
And the gun looks like one of the guns.
Yes, and there are instructions on what to do with those bits. Right. Yeah, this is really nice. The magazine is really nice, too.
It's got
a lot of information.
There's metal framing also for each bit.
Yep.
So it's not just screwing into each other. It actually screws, hard screws into a metal frame. Wow, this thing is even more impressive this way, I think, than I previously thought it was. Did you get to see some of these? There's the... I think that's at least two of the cockpits. Oh, I don't know that those are cockpit seats.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Because these are the other seats like in the back, right?
The cockpit bulkhead has the two red seats.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. And then these are the other seats, right?
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
So we're getting, you can see the kind of scale you're getting here, which is humongous, by the way. This is going to be a humongous piece overall in pack one. So what can you look forward to from Big Kev's Geek Stuff on this? Well, we're going to provide photos of the packs, obviously. And then as we're building, we're going to be taking some photos or some time-lapse photography kind of thing.
Nice.
So that you can see how this bit progresses as we go along.
Very cool.
So we'll shoot the packs. You'll have photos of the packs, the magazines. Maybe we can get a quick shot of that one, OG. And that is a 1-1 scale. You're right. It's a top view model blueprint scale replica movie prop. So there you go.
Yeah, I'll see if I can grab some images. But if not, if you go to buildmillenniumfalcon.com, you can see all of these things already because they're posted there. So you could definitely check those out. Yeah, this is going to be a great project. I mean, there's not... I don't want you to think we're downplaying it tonight. It's we're looking at the... opening volley.
It's phase one.
Yeah, it's the opening volley of become a much more complicated process. But it looks, the detailing and the quality of the pieces is really impressive.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff that you need to do with these four packs, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Enjoy it, children's. Sign up today. Let them know Big Kev's Geek Stuff sent you.
Absolutely, you should do that. Can't get them back in the box.
I think we have some other product that we're going to talk about, though, tonight.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead?
Well, we have a Kid Robot piece next. right?
Yeah, I was trying to fold this up first. I thought maybe you had to move over there.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll do something else. I'm sorry. I thought we were tight on time, you know, with your...
You shush.
You know, with your stuff going on. I wanted to, you know, just keep things moving.
That's why I thought you would start over there.
Speaking of keeping things moving.
Well, yes.
I like that.
This is the DC Collectibles Flash figure that I finally got in hand. Speaking of hand, he comes with like three sets of hands. It's kind of goofy.
Runny hands and fisty hands.
Sculpted by Gentle Giant Studios. This is
really
one.
Yeah, Gentle Giant doing that? Oh,
they've been doing all the stuff with DC recently.
They're doing the scanning though. That's why, right?
I'm sure that's part of it. But yeah, it's a pretty nice figure. He's got a good amount of articulation and posability. He stands well on his own and does not require a base. So, you know, that's always thumbs up in my book.
Oh yeah.
Thumbs up in my book. I'm actually fairly excited. I'm actually fairly excited about these figures. I made a decision, and this is no offense to the people at Funko, because I love Funko as well, but I've made a decision that when it comes to Flash-related product, that I will not be...
doing Funko?
Funko Flash. I will stick with Arrow Flash.
Right.
Yes. I will Funko stick with Arrow Funko.
I knew what you meant.
But when it comes to DC Collectibles, I am going to get as much of the Flash-related stuff. I've already pre-ordered... Captain Cold, which is figure 2 in the Flash line. I suspect Reverse Flash is in the near future. And I hope to God they figure out a way to give me a Gorilla Grodd. Because I want one.
Spoiler.
I really want one.
Yeah.
Are you going to pose him like this when you display him?
I think if I were to pose him like that, I do need to find a base.
Oh, that's true.
He
does not have a holy foot for bases.
And the other foot is holy, so I might have to just reverse the...
well, there you go.
Reverse the stride, and I think I'll be okay.
That's true.
And I'll probably swap out the fists to the... aerodynamic hands.
Does he run aerodynamically?
I think so. I think he puts his hands out straight when he runs. I don't think he does okay. But yeah, it's a great figure. It's DC and Gentle Giant are both doing... they're doing great... job on this line. I do have the 2.0 Arrow and 2.0 Deathstroke figure in studio as well, but I haven't cracked those open yet, so maybe we'll get to those.
Nice. Shortly. I really like that figure.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a solid quality piece of plastic.
I really am looking forward to watching that show when it's on Netflix.
Soon.
What?
Hulu may be a better choice.
What do you mean? It'll be on Netflix.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, who knows when.
I think it'll be this summer. That's what they did with Arrow. Arrow season 1 was on Netflix the summer after it aired.
Was it?
I believe it was.
I thought it didn't get to Netflix until season 2.
Me too.
But I could be mistaken because I was watching it. I haven't watched it on Netflix. Yeah,
me neither.
I really need to.
The sounds you are hearing.
In this studio, this is, of course, a Kid Robot product.
I'm just going to leave him in there.
What happened?
I said I'm just going to leave him in there.
Oh. This is the Batman.
Babbitt.
Babbitt, yeah. Batman Labbitt. I like that his accessory is he's chewing on a deck of cards.
Yeah.
With the Joker.
Which I saw that, which was cute.
As opposed to like a cigarette, which you would traditionally see
a Babbitt have.
A Labbitt have.
Labbitt, sorry.
Yeah. He has an actual.
It's in a cloth cape.
Cape. Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes him that makes it worth it.
Here. Yeah.
Here's his pack of cards.
The detailing on him is pretty cute. He's got, of course, his Batarang handcuffs on his utility belt. He has the Batman logo on his tail, and of course, it wouldn't be a Labbitt if he also didn't have a butthole. Which is there. So there it is.
And this is Frank Kozik, right? The artist?
The original Labbitt design was Kozik.
Okay.
Since then, I mean, they attribute it to Kozik because he's... Because
he did the original.
He did the original, but I don't think that... I don't know that he did the design specifically for all the DC ones.
Oh, that's interesting. I want to know if that's the case.
Yeah. But... It's a nice piece, and this is a big piece too. This is not a small Labbitt.
Yeah, that's like what, 6-7 inches long.
It's probably 6 or 7 inches long.
He's got the real cloth cape, which is a great effect. But then under the cape, the full paint job is there.
Oh yeah, I said he's got the Batarang handcuffs. He's got a utility belt. Again, he's got his He's got the logo on his butt and the butthole.
On his butt and the molded butthole, sir.
The molded butthole.
Chewing on really the pack cards.
Which sounds like a really terrible bar. Or like a shitty punk band.
Chewing the butthole. Hello, we are chewing the butthole.
Molded butthole.
Molded. Sorry.
Molded butthole, not much better. But it's a cool looking figure.
It says Kozik X Kid Robot underneath.
Again, I think they attribute it to Kozik because it's the original design.
Okay.
Can I
yeah, see sure.
That's like when they say Tom Clancy's whatever.
Right.
But Tom Clancy wrote those.
No.
I want to point out, cape is removable.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Got the little Velcro chin strap. Yep. So
in case you want to make finger puppets.
So we should say also that there is a companion piece for this.
There is.
Joker. Maybe we'll talk about him next week.
Okay.
Because we have a Kid Robot giveaway next
There's
week.
There's a Jabbit.
Nice. There is a Jabbit. Yes, well put. I really like this Batman piece. But we are going to have a Kid Robot giveaway next week. So do not forget to tune into this program. For that Kid Robot giveaway. Woo.
Woo. Look at you.
I'm making all kinds of noise.
We'll have more Kid Robot in the future. But yeah, if you're a Labatt fan, if you're a Batman collector, definitely a piece you
want to check out. You know what I like about these kind of pieces when you're a Batman collector? It's not another stale, six-inch version of the Batman character.
If they do a Green Arrow piece, I'll have one.
You're on it?
I'm on it.
That would be awesome if they
did. It actually would probably translate pretty well. You put a little arrow in his mouth. You can put a real quiver on his back, a little cloth quiver.
It'd that be would cute. Be awesome.
I know. Get on that, Kid Robot. We know people over there. Get on that, Kid Robot.
We know a few people over there.
Get on that. But I think that's it.
Do we know, is there a price point for those in that size? Is it about $60, I want to say?
I want to say it is somewhere in that
price range.
Yes.
Again, I think that's really great for an sort of a off-the-beaten-path collector piece. I don't think you can be a collector these days of a particular focus and not be looking for these sort of different collector pieces.
A little stylized stuff.
Yeah, a little...
Oh, I have... One last thing, I just remembered. I apologize.
Yeah, go for it.
Did you see? While OG is looking for the price point.
Did you? There's a new Justice League animated series coming out
to Machinima.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be Machinima, and then culminate in a movie.
Yes.
And it basically looks like Injustice meets the you know the one where they do the Earth 2 where the Justice Lords. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It looks
very
similar to that. It's interesting.
So here's the interesting thing about that lab.
Bruce Timm's in charge. That's why we're excited.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's why we're excited about it, yeah.
Entertainment Earth has it solicited at $59.99.
Yeah, you know, that's what I said.
But Hot Topic has it at $49.50.
Oh, really?
So buy it at Hot Topic.
Maybe it's
folks.
On sale at Hot Topic.
Or buy it on amazon.bkgeekstuff.com.
There you go.
That's right. Amazon.bkgeekstuff.com. Support the show. We'll love you for it. Before the music starts, it's on the precipice. I could see it a little bit down the road.
I can almost hear it. You can see the music.
I could see it. Look, I'm looking at.
He drank the water, man. He took the brown acid, man.
We do have some.
Was this California?
Yes.
Follow ups, right? So we have two prizes to give away.
Two prizes.
One is a collection of. One is a collection of Free Comic Book Day books.
Swag. Not just books.
Books. Hero clicks.
There's some power
rings
in there. There's a wristband. Free Comic Book Day wristband.
So for that one, we're going to give you 2 weeks to enter. Because that's more than ample time, right? 2 weeks to enter.
For us to save up for the shipping. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. And we're going to collect voicemails, any topic you want for us to address on the show. If we pick your voicemail, you'll win a pack.
You'll win.
You'll win a prize.
It's good stuff.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds like a good plan to both of you.
Sounds like they need to call 425-920-6050 to enter.
And then the other giveaway is a bit bigger. It's going to require a little bit more of you.
Yes.
Not too much more, but a little bit more. This is a customized, one-off, blinged up R2-D2 Dalek mashup by our friend Christopher at Kid Ink Industries. He gave us a special one.
Indeed.
To give away to a loyal listener. He insisted it be a loyal listener. So now it's on you, folks. We're also going to give you 2 weeks for this one. That gives you more than enough time to get your entries in. So what's today? Today's the 6th. So you'll have until the 20th at noon, Eastern time noon on the 20th to get your entries in. And for this one, you have the chance to enter twice.
Ooh.
So there's two trivia questions you're going to have to answer. Each correct answer counts as one entry. We'll put all of them in a spreadsheet, and we'll use the old
randomizer
and come up with a winner. So there's going to be a Doctor Who trivia question. And there's going to be a Star Wars trivia question. We're not going to make it too hard. We want you to enter.
Right.
But we've got to do something. You can't be lazy is really the crux of this.
Agreed.
So I'm going to give you the Doctor Who trivia
question. Please answer in your own words.
That's right. Oh, and by the way, we are only accepting answers via email. So send us an email, bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
Yes.
Not via Twitter.
That's correct.
Not via GVM. Only via email.
And then we will randomly select a correct winner.
That way you can do it at work and your boss will think you're doing work.
That's right.
That way Smack will not overload us with the correct answer in every format possible.
Right. All right. So here's the Doctor Who question and then you give him the Star Wars question. Does that work for you, Big Kev?
I'm kind of working on it.
All right. So you have until I'm done reading this one
select one. I'm working on it.
All right. What name did Donna give to the generated anomaly that turns out to be the doctor's daughter? Whoops. Might have had a technical oopsie there, but we're okay. We're back.
That sounded like the show went on hold.
Might have gone on hold for a split second. That's not a bad question.
I thought you were going to leave it on hold because he is still not ready.
Nope. He's going to pick
ready.
Something.
We call this vamping.
I'm ready.
In the industry.
Good.
I'm ready.
So you know who's saying he's ready?
So the answer to that question.
Yes.
By the way.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what it is.
Well, that's good then. Yeah. See? That means you can
Google it. I cannot enter.
That's right. You cannot enter anyway, but there you go.
Why can't he enter?
Because hosts of the show and their family members are not eligible to win our contests.
Oh, and their family members also, huh?
That's right. That's always been the rule.
See how you do that.
All right, go.
They're not family members, but they're close friends.
I don't know.
Star Wars was released in May 1977. True or false? No, because obviously that's true. How many types of Star Wars action figures were on toy store shelves in Christmas 1977?
All right. So there's your Star Wars question. So each correct answer.
Why are you shaking your head?
I think it's a good question.
It's an awesome question.
Each correct answer gives you one entry into the contest. You have until the 20th at noon Eastern time to enter. And there you go.
How do they enter again? One more time?
Sending an email to bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
With a subject line?
Hey Kev.
Nope. That gets you automatically disqualified. You could just do a Dalek contest.
Okay, perfect.
And with that, of course, the wrap-up music has already started.
Okay.
Telling us that we should, in fact, end the show because it's going to be another long one. But that's okay.
It's not so bad.
Nah. It's more like bonus content.
That's right.
Yep. That's what I say.
We included the DLC for free.
That's deleted right. scenes.
Oh, I just realized something.
It's May.
I am not going to be here on May the 20th. So we're going to push the contest back to the 27th.
Wow. Where are you going to be?
Extra time.
I'm traveling for business and will not be here that evening.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
So, I think I said that last week, actually. So, May the 27th business. In order to answer that business, those questions.
He's traveling for business.
But with that, don't forget you can find us online at the Twitter, at BKGeekStuff, at ScapegoatGS, and at GeekStuffOG. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. YouTube is the same, although YouTube...
Yeah.
Is going away.
Yes, it is.
Why? What happened?
Going
and away. We can tell by your outcries that no one is outcrying.
Right.
What happened? What happened?
So we'll
YouTube?
Give you another week or two. We'll talk about it after the show. But another week or two and YouTube is going away, I think.
You should better have a better player available within those time then.
We'll figure something out. Of course, you can call us at the GVM line.
425-920-6050
if you'd like to leave us a voicemail. And, of course, your voicemails for the next couple of weeks will qualify towards the free Comic Book Day swag contest.
So there you go.
I want to thank Vicious Smith for his for his tweets.
Complimenting your intro.
Correct.
Good on you for that nice intro.
Yep.
We should thank quickly Eastside Mags and Time Warp Comics again.
Yes,
absolutely.
Eastside Mags in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey. Right. They don't have a. I don't think they have a web presence.
They have a website, but it's. I mean, it's. It kind of talks about their upcoming events and whatnot. You should check that out if you're local.
And Time Warp Comics and Games in beautiful Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
That's right. Cedar Grove, New Jersey. You may be familiar with that if you watched Agent Carter.
That's correct. Featured in Agent Carter.
There you go. And
in like the first episode.
And they go to Cedar Grove.
Oh, yeah. You know.
I know that. They say that. I thought you meant they actually shot in Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
No.
Got it. Okay.
You know who that guy is, right? The guy she beats up, the big fat guy? No. That's Buzz from Home Alone.
Oh, I thought you meant character relevance, not actor relevant. Gotcha.
You know what else isn't relevant? That trivia. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just being a dick.
Scapegoat would not have gotten a prize.
I know, he would not have gotten a prize.
Because I'd already be disqualified.
Lesson learned. But
I feel like we're going in circles more than boxing matches.
I think we should end this show.
Yeah.
And we will end this program, OG, the way we end all programs, by saying goodnight, Grace Lee Whitney. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on.